What began with an attack in Pahalgam, deep within the occupied territory of Kashmir, has since spiraled into a dangerous escalation between South Asia's two nuclear-armed neighbors, after India launched unprovoked strikes across several Pakistani cities. While New Delhi fixates on vengeance, analysts argue its actions stem less from strategic necessity than from reckless political theater in a calculated deflection of blame. None of this comes as a surprise to those who have watched the mercury steadily rise between New Delhi and Islamabad over the better part of 8 decades. What many analysts find predictable is India's reflexive response to such incidents, an immediate and unwavering attribution of blame to Pakistan, typically without offering substantive evidence or considering alternative explanations. Beneath the political posturing, however, the recent attack in Pahalgam reveals the same security and intelligence vulnerabilities seen in Pulwama 6 years ago. The assault did not take place in a remote or lawless area, but in a heavily militarized zone, firmly under Indian occupation and surrounded by surveillance. Media reports indicate that the assailants operated for an extended period, reportedly questioning victims before executing them. If these reports are accurate, the attackers displayed remarkable confidence, carrying out their actions without any fear of interruption. Wasting no time, the Narendra Modi-led Bharatiya Janata Party government ratcheted up its war rhetoric against Islamabad, reviving the same incendiary calls for Pakistan's annihilation that followed the Pulwama attack, language critics argue serves more as political theater than credible deterrence. India's approach toward Pakistan remains unchanged in both these incidents. The message is clear: Pakistan is always to blame, said Dr. Claude Rakesitz, a geostrategic analyst based in Canberra. He added, the Indian government, both domestically and in its external messaging, portrays Pakistan as the epicenter of terrorism. To the international community, Americans, allies, the UN, they say, Pakistan is terror central. They did it in 2019, now again in 2025. Even in this latest attack, Rakesitz noted, India has not provided any substantial evidence linking Pakistan to the incident. But that didn't stop them from retaliating. The consistency lies in the fact that, domestically, India is quick to place the blame squarely on Pakistan, he explained. Asked why India continues to blame Pakistan, Rakesitz said, the key motivation is to deflect attention from what's really happening in Kashmir. Take the first Balakot strike. What triggered that? The revocation of Article 370 in August 2019. Things were already deteriorating, but both then and now, the goal is to shift focus away from Kashmir.